Discipline focus allows God to open up heaven over your life and for you to get favor. Because without discipline focus, without self-discipline, how can you really say like, God, I'm stewarding what you gave me well? Discipline focus is required for more. If you and I want more territory, if you and I want more business, and you and I want more great friends, we want more blessings, we want more favor, we have to steward what God gave us here and now better. There has to be a disciplined focus to it.
Arise, champion.
This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness. This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you. And we're going to help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion. Nothing can be denied. The one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up. Call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by my good friend, Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28% by comparison to 13 months ago, and I track it every single day with my Whoop Band. I feel more rested, I feel more recovered, and that's what really gives me that edge to run three different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Steve Weatherford Show, High Performance Tactics to a High Performance Life. We're going to have an episode this week that is going to be very, very tactical. What we're going to talk about today is disciplined focus and how we can use disciplined focus to take our gifts, to take our passions, and take them to the ultimate maximum of what those gifts have available to us here on this earth, and how that they can impact other people. And I really want to start with, what is disciplined focus? Well, discipline is essentially the ability to do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And in my opinion, my layman definition of focus is your ability to keep the main thing the main thing. And so what would your life be like if you were able to do the thing that you knew you were supposed to be doing when you were supposed to be doing it, and you were able to maintain focus on what the main thing was, meaning you're not able to be distracted? Well, I ended up choosing, ended up kind of almost stumbling into the career of kicking field goals and punting the football. And if you guys aren't real familiar with my background, I played in the NFL for 10 years. I played 3 years for the Saints, 1 year for the Jags, 2 games for the Chiefs, 2 years for the Jets, and then 5 for the Giants. And I won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Started playing football when I was 14 years old as a freshman in high school. And I've got ADHD, but one of the giftings that comes with ADHD is, like, yes, we're highly distractible, but when we find something that interests us, we have the ability to become consumed with it. So if there's anybody out there who struggles with ADD or ADHD, like, I want you to know that that is a gift, but is only going to become a gift in your life when you discipline yourself, when you create structure and you have order and you have accountability in your life. People with ADD and ADHD thrive when they have structure. So I've lived with structure and I've lived without structure. And I'm telling you right now, my life is so much more fruitful. There's so much less overwhelm when I have systems and I have processes for my life. And that's not just for people with ADHD or ADD, but when you tend to get really, really distracted, it can be really difficult to be efficient, to be effective, and to be able to max out your day and max out your gifts. And so discipline is an incredible character trait to develop in yourself, but you can't develop discipline until you can figure out what the structure it is that you want. So to bring it back to my high school career, and so I was able to take this gifting of almost like a hyper focus, but I had to discipline it. And so I had to practice putting myself in game time decisions or game time situations to put pressure on myself 7 seconds at a time, because that's literally from snap and to hold to kick of a field goal is never more than 2.5 seconds. But let's say five seconds before the ball is snapped, I need to be able to go through a breathing and a visual cadence, like a routine that I go through, and that should be able to bring my heart rate down and to give me positive thoughts and successful swing thoughts. A successful swing thought would be me visualizing myself striking the football perfectly and it jumping off of my foot and going exactly down the middle of the uprights. And so there's so much visualization that goes into it, and that requires you to do as much mental conditioning as what it does physical conditioning with, you know, actually kicking the ball and running and doing flexibility and squats and lunges and all the things that make a great pro kicker or punter. Are literally, they're secondary to the mental conditioning, because I couldn't tell you how many amazing kickers and punters and athletes in general that I met, but because they didn't condition their minds to be able to do it on command. And that's the important part about this lesson today in disciplined focus is, in order for you to bring an extraordinary gift and a skill into this world, you're going to need to be able to have the ability to focus to execute that. And that's great. Like, if you can do it every once in a while, that's awesome. You've proved it to yourself, right? Like, the first time I hit like a 5 second hang time on a punt, it was a fluke, but I actually did it perfectly on accident, but I experienced it one time. So I had the ability to do it once. Let me focus on what that felt like. Let me focus on my leg swing. Let me focus on where my plant foot was. Like, I hope you guys are following the visual that I'm trying to paint for you is, if you get lucky once, remember what that feels like and be able to visualize that and see that over and over and over in your mind. But in order for you to replicate that on demand, like go into a pro football game and have 10 kicks or 10 punts and be able to do it 10 out of 10 times requires you to discipline your focus to where you can call upon that ability and that focus anytime that you want. And that's what makes a pro a pro. A pro is not a pro because he can run fast, jump high, catch a ball, kick a ball, or slam dunk a basketball. A pro is a pro is because he can do that when he decides to do that. And if not, then it's just like, then you're a YouTube star. And this is not a shot at YouTube stars, because some of these guys are making as much money as athletes. But my point is you don't get invited into the fraternity of the best athletes in the world unless you can replicate a skill on command. And that requires disciplined focus. And so the other areas of my life that I've seen disciplined focus completely transform my abilities by comparison to other people is when I went into TV. Once I retired from the NFL and got into TV, and I remember having interviews and knowing the other people that were interviewing to be the host of the show. And then we would go through our different reps. And I know those other people had like years more experience than me in TV, but I utilized my experience in pro football. I mean, I guarantee you none of those other people had ever performed a skill in front of 124 million people. And so I just reminded myself, not that I didn't get nervous, because if you get nervous, it means it's important to you. So anybody that's hearing me right now is, I don't want you guys to hear me and say like, oh, Steve's saying he doesn't get nervous. Dude, I get nervous probably more than anybody. I just know how to handle my nervousness and how to be able to breathe my way through it and think positive swing thoughts. If I'm going to speak on a stage, I'm giving myself positive swing thoughts, meaning I'm visualizing myself stepping onto the stage. I'm imagining myself being able to emotionally connect with every single person that's in that venue that I have an opportunity to share my experiences and my story with. I want to visualize that. I want to visualize being able to control the room, to bring them up, to bring them down, to make them sad, to make them happy, to make them laugh, to engage them, to be able to have them lean in and lean off of their seat because they're so into the story that's being told. To be able to visualize those things, and then when you step into them, it's not about a nervousness. It's like, oh, I've been here before. And to be able to do that takes practice. You have to discipline yourself. You have to do things when you say you're going to do them. And when you keep promises to yourself, you know what that builds? That builds confidence, man. That builds self-worth. That builds discipline in you. And so what I've done today, and I know I'm going through this really, really quickly, but what I've done today is I've mapped out four things that I believe that if you truly, truly want to grow disciplined focus, meaning to be able to perform a skill, be it a speech, be it a sales pitch, be it a conversation with your husband or with your wife, something that you want to do well and you want to be able to replicate it when you want to be able to replicate it, I would hope that every single person hearing my voice wants that. That wants to be able to be the best that they can be when they decide to do it. Like, how amazing would it be is if you were able to recall everything that you know when the time called for? And the only way to be able to do that is to be able to fully focus and almost put on, figuratively put on, noise-canceling headphones that when you decide it's time to do the thing that I've practiced and disciplined myself into doing, I can turn the world off and plug in and go straight freaking tunnel vision. Like that, when you get to that point, you can be monetized at the highest of levels because you can transfer that skill into anything else. Like I was talking about, you know, taking reps and doing interviews next to other people that have been in TV a whole lot longer than me. And how I was able to be on the same level of them with so much less experience in TV, but I had so much experience in discipline focus. And the same thing in fitness. Like when I decided I wanted to take my body from being, you know, really fit and lean to like muscular and twisted steel, I put a disciplined focus to my nutrition. I put a disciplined focus to my rest. I put a disciplined focus to my recovery. Put a disciplined focus to making sure that I'm going and getting my blood testing to get in and making sure that I'm having a doctor review all of my levels as I'm going along on this because I want it to be focused. I don't want this to have to take me 6 months. What if I could get it done in 30? I don't need the easy path. I just need the possible one because I am freaking disciplined and I am focused. And when you put those things together, I can move mountains, especially if I'm aligned with God, right? Then you truly are bulletproof and unstoppable. Same thing for family. You know, dude, there was a time where I hated the father and I hated the husband that I was. Because I was like successful on Instagram. I was successful as an entrepreneur and, you know, I was speaking here and on this stage there. But I wasn't a successful husband or father, man. Dude, I was addicted to porn. I was taking pills half of the time. Man, it was a struggle. So like, what do you think it would be like being on a stage and like having everybody tell you how awesome you are, but knowing if they knew the terrible things about you and the addictions and the coping mechanisms that you're using right now to deal with the stress and the disconnection and the loneliness in your marriage, if they knew those things, they wouldn't want to take a picture with you. They'd be disgusted by you. But discipline focus allowed me to work through those things because I said, you know what, dude? Porn doesn't belong in my life anymore, man. It's affecting my marriage. It's affecting my opinion of myself because every time I do it, I have so much shame and I have so much guilt. But without disciplined focus and without aligning myself and bringing people into my fight and sharing my struggle with my wife, without somebody to walk through that battle with me, it would have been really difficult. But nobody can do it but me. Nobody can be with me 24/7. So if you want to sneak in the bathroom with your phone and break your covenant and break your commitment, then you can do it. But discipline focus allowed me to do what I can do in the natural so God can put super on my natural. Discipline focus allows God to open up heaven over your life and for you to get favor. Because without discipline focus, without self-discipline, how can you really say like, God, I'm stewarding what you gave me well? Discipline focus is required for more. If you and I want more territory, if you and I want more businesses, you and I want more great friends, we want more blessings, we want more favor, we have to steward what God gave us here and now better. There has to be a disciplined focus to it. So really quickly, in the next few minutes, I'm going to take you through the four things that I've prepared for us that will allow us to go from where we're at right now into creating disciplined focus in our life. And the first one is challenge yourself. Because if you don't challenge yourself, you're not going to change yourself. And so I encourage you to challenge yourself. And maybe it just starts at 30 minutes. And you tell yourself every single day, 7 days a week at this time for 30 minutes, this is what I'm committed to doing. And this is my KPI. And if you don't know what a KPI is in business, KPI is a key performance indicator. It means how much you're getting out for how much you're putting in, essentially. You know, like, what's the key performance indicator that says I did a good job in this 30 minutes of disciplined focus? And the disciplined focus could start with something physical. You know, it could be like, you know what? Every single day, I'm going to do 70 flights of stairs on this Stairmaster, and I'm going to do it in 30 minutes. And make sure it's something feasible. Like, you want yourself to be able to win, but it must challenge you if it's going to change you, and you must be consistent at it, right? So that might be calories on a rowing machine. Or if you like me, I'm in the middle of writing my book right now, and there's some days I sit down and I don't want to write. But I say for the next 30 minutes, I can do 30 minutes. Anybody can do 30 minutes. I have ADHD like so freaking bad, and I can do 30 minutes. So challenge yourself to do 30 minutes. My key performance indicator would be words. You know, it's just 500 words today. In a half an hour, Steve, you can get 500 words. And then I allow myself to train, you know, in quotations, train when I don't feel like it, because that's what John Wooden said. He said, man, if you only train on the days that you felt like training, you'd never train. And that's the truth. This is the practice. This is how do you think you're going to get to disciplined focus unless you practice? So the number one thing was challenge yourself, aka practice. Number two, be consistent. Discipline isn't a sometimes thing. And it's going to be really simple for you guys. I just mapped out the plan for you in the last one, like how we start. It starts with the plan, and it could start with just 30 minutes a day. Like if you're like me and maybe it's difficult for you to read the Bible, or maybe it's difficult for you to stretch. Maybe it's difficult for you to sit down and communicate with your wife. Make that a plan. Make that a commitment. 30 minutes a day, and be intentional. Be disciplined. Be focused when you're there. Don't be on your phone. Be present in that moment. That's what focus is. This discipline's focus is not about trying to get things done. It's about being present where you're at. I got paid a lot of money for 7 seconds at a time. Most games, I would only play 4.3 punts per game, 7 seconds at a time. So I'd play 28 seconds per game. Think about that. I mean, if you quantify how much I got paid by the time that I was on the field, I was making more than the quarterbacks. So I'm not talking to you about something I read in a book, guys. Like, I have disciplined my focus, and it's not something that, like me, when I wrote down be consistent, it's because I know that's what it requires. I must be consistent with my disciplines now. I got 6 kids, man. There is a lot going on. I got a couple businesses. I got the King's Council. I've got Weatherford Fit. I've got Veritas Labs. Man, I've got things that I'm involved in that I love, and I love my relationships. I have to steward my life well. In order for me to steward my life, my relationships, my business, my money well, I got to be disciplined and I got to be focused. So what would it be like if I was disciplined and focused and you put them together at the same time? That's exponential. So number two was be consistent. So once you get a plan and you practice the plan, like we talked about, it can turn into a routine, and that routine can become a rhythm. When it becomes a rhythm, that's when you just wake up and that's what you do. It's like brushing your teeth and using the bathroom. That's what we do when we wake up. We wake up, we use the bathroom, and we brush our teeth. Routine, man. It started with the routine. That's what your mom and dad said. Okay, it's time to go to bed. Go brush your teeth. It started as a routine, and now it's the thing we do before we go to bed and when we get up. At least we should, some of you funky mouth knuckleheads out there. But the ultimate prize is rhythm, when it just becomes second nature, right? So the third thing I wrote down that can up-level and grow our discipline focus is to be aware. And this is something I'm speaking to myself right now, because I just moved from Southern California to Texas. Change can dull your blade. And really, when I say discipline focus is like a surgical blade. You know, I've seen really sharp knives, but discipline focus, Discipline focus is like a surgical knife where you barely have to apply anything and it just cuts it wide open. But change can dull that blade. Sickness can dull that blade. I got shingles 2 months ago and I was stuck in bed for a lot of weeks and I got out of a lot of my routines that had become rhythms. And so I noticed that my ability to focus and be disciplined when I was out of my routine was not nearly as good. Kids can dull your blade. Be aware, like I just had my sixth child. That means I have to do an even better job of being disciplined and focused when I have that many kids because I want to make sure that every one of my children feels special and feels loved. Poor life choices can dull your blade. Alcohol, too much alcohol. You know, getting into these different coping mechanisms, guys, I'm telling you, you think like, oh, you know, it helps me take the edge off. Well, yeah, if it's like once a week, that might be take the edge off. But if you're doing it every night, dude, you got a habit, cuz. You got a habit, man. Like, hear me when I say this. I'm not judging you. You're like, you're hearing from a person who it used to ruin my life and run my life. I'm not going to call myself an addict because I've been delivered from that. But I'm telling this right now, I could go back to it in 2 seconds. The last one. Be good to yourself, man. If you're going to expect yourself to be disciplined and focused, give yourself what you need. Man, when I was a professional athlete, I optimized every single part of my life that I could because I knew I needed the most out of what I had, right? I gave myself everything I need. And then when it was time for Sundays, I expected myself to be the best in the world at what it is that I did. And I could expect that of myself because I gave that to myself. I had a great nutritionist. I had a great dietitian. I was always getting my blood work done. I was sleeping well. I was eating well. I was hydrating well. I was making sure that I was getting enough physical touch. I'm talking about all of our needs. So do your best to be good to yourself when you expect of yourself. All right, guys, I did my best to roll through this as quickly as possible, but I love you guys, man. Thank you for allowing me to speak life into you, allowing me to encourage you, and allowing me to be a part of your journey. One thing that I wanted to share with you guys as we release this podcast is the CEO of Your Life events that we've been doing all over the country. We've gone to Tampa. We've gone to Frisco. We've done a few of them in San Diego. We're about to go to New Jersey. We're about to go to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and we rented out a ballroom that holds almost 200 people. We've already sold 70 tickets. The event's still 10 days away. Oh, man, so I'm just believing in the name of Jesus that entire room is going to be filled, that there's going to be a move of God in there, that all of the men and the women that are coming in, they're seeking like something to fix their business. They're going to get that. They're going to get so much more. They're going to receive the structure and the order and the support and the disciplined focus that they need to be able to step into the calling that God has for them. So if you guys want any information about the CEO of Your Life events, you can always text message me 949-763-5934. Text me the word CEO and I'll auto respond with the information. Would love for you to be there. There's people that fly in from all over the country to be in this. So don't think, you know, just because you're not in Jersey, man, people fly in, people drive. You know, we had one guy that drove 20 hours from Oregon to come to the Frisco event. His name was Jared Galdi, man. So anyway, guys, it's an incredible event. But yes, it is. It's $97. You're going to have to invest to be able to be in the room, but you're going to be in the room with me and my team. There's going to be probably 20 other plus members of the King's Council, myself, my business partner, my kingdom partner, Riley Meek, the $100 million man. He's built 9 businesses to 7, 8, or 9 figures a piece. He's a master at marketing, branding, and all things acquisitions. And I'm excited to be able to get into the room with him, to be able to serve you, to serve your family, to help you build real, true, and lasting legacy. We'll also put the link. It's kingscouncilcoaching.info, I believe, but we'll put the link in the show notes. I would love to meet you guys there, but if not, man, just text me. I would love to be able to send you morning motivation. All you have to do is text me 949-763-5934, and I'll also, if you text me, I'll also be able to send you an update every time we drop a new podcast episode. And if you could, if you've listened to this podcast and what we speak about, or maybe this particular episode really, really impacted you in a special way, I would ask you to go over to iTunes, leave me a review, leave a 5-star review if you loved it, share it with a friend, because really, real talk, guys, I'm saying this for real, for real. When you guys leave a review, you have no idea how much it helps. People don't leave reviews as much as what you think. So when you guys decide to support us in that fashion, we're able to get the podcast up on the charts so more people can listen to it and we can have the impact that we're trying to have, not trying to have, that we're training to have in this earth. So I love you guys. I'd love to pray real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this tribe of mighty men and women that are seeking your face, that are seeking to max out the gifts that you have placed deep down inside them. So thank you for the ability that we have to be disciplined. Thank you for the ability that we have to be focused. And we're just praying and believing that this episode, that there was a touch of God on this seed that's planted, is going to be able to harvest quick. Not 6 months, not 12 months from now, but right now in the name of Jesus, that this word landed on fertile soil and it's going to be nurtured. It's not going to be something that people just learn today. It's going to be something that people want to practice today, that they want to up-level their ability to be monetized, up-level their ability to be impactful, up-level their ability to be a gift to other people because they have disciplined themselves and disciplined their gifts for your glory. We love you. We honor you with the gifts that you've given us and the time we have here on this planet. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, guys. Love you, man. Go leave us a podcast review. Help us grow. Help us get out there. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Steve Weatherford Show. If you love what you heard today and you believe that God has a calling on your life, I want you to do something for me. I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family. And I want you to also make sure that you're following me on social media at Weatherford5 for a behind-the-scenes look at my life, my family, and my work. And remember, champion, greatness is in you because greatness made you. I'll see you next time.